This is the homily I gave on Sunday at the 9:30 liturgy. Today is the 11th Sunday in ordinary time, and it's Father's Day. It's a day when we give special thanks for the gift of parenting, the gift of giving yourself, mind, heart, body, and time to the task of guiding our children into living a full life. Jesus often spoke of the Father. It was his controlling image of God. God is Abba. God is Dad. As he shows us in the parable of the prodigal son, for Jesus, God is the kind of father who patiently waits for his child to come to his senses and come home. God is a father who waits for, then runs and hugs his child. And in his excitement at his child's return, this parent doesn't ask for explanations or excuses. He just wants to celebrate having his son back. Today's gospel shows Jesus looking out over the crowd following him. To describe Jesus' reaction to the crowd, Matthew uses the same word Luke uses in the parable of the prodigal son to describe the father's reaction at seeing his son. It's a strong word in Greek, esplagnisthai. It pictures a gut being twisted and wrenched. And that's how Jesus is moved at the sight of the people following him. What could cause such a strong reaction in Jesus? Matthew tells us. Jesus is seeing them with the eyes of Abba. He's feeling for them with the heart of Abba. And he realizes they're troubled because they feel abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Living like sheep without a shepherd means living life without that caring parent who runs to hug us back home. It's living life without a guiding presence pointing us toward fuller, deeper life. Living life without a shepherd means being people without pervading purpose. And this is what wrenches Jesus's gut. It should not be that we live life without desires that take us out of ourselves. It should not be that we live without goals that call us to open our hearts to being there for others. Jesus knows that in the Abba Father's vision, we are made for grand purpose. The way Jesus puts it, we are made for the kingdom of God. And Jesus tells us quite clearly what living for that kingdom means. It means we are made for joy. Yet, we settle for pleasure. It means we are made for justice. Yet, we clamor for vengeance. We are made for beauty. Yet, we're satisfied with what merely entertains. That should not be. Living for the kingdom of God means We are made for a life surging with God's own Spirit. Yet, we become mired in mere self-concern and self-help. That should not be. The limits we set, the walls we build for ourselves, should not be. We are created for much, much more. For the kingdom of God. Nelson Mandela once reminded us, we are children of God, and so our playing small in life does not serve the world. Let us live as who we truly are, children of God. Let us play big and deep in life. And let us serve the world.